My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yankees baseball is on. WFAN, WFAN-FM, WFAN-HD1 New York, and Odyssey Sports Station.
It's Boomer and Geo on The Fan and the CBS Sports Network.
For the Built Four Tough Studio, Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. It's Boomer and Geo on The Fan, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network. And wherever you are in the free Odyssey app, good Wednesday morning, July 31st, the last day of July. How did that happen? How did we get here? Summer is flying by like it tends to do. Time flies when you're having fun. And the Yankees and Mets right now having fun. They've had their ups and downs, but two more wins last night. And a trade deadline where both general managers found a way to improve the team, but certainly didn't give up a ton, didn't get a ton, but some Band-Aids here and there. That big move was not made. You didn't see the Blake Snell deal for either the Yankees or the Mets, but I co-sign everything these two general managers have done. I'm saying that right now, this morning. I co-sign. I'm not screaming about David Stearns not going all in. I'm not screaming about Brian Cashman not going all in. I think that the Yankees, as presently constructed, are good enough to win the division and get to the ALCS. And I think the Mets are presently constructed to be good enough to obviously not win the division, but to get into the postseason and do a little damage as well. And it's going to be a fun ride into October. We also have a new Hard Knocks to talk about from last night. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing great, G. And I concur with everything you just said. I mean, reasonable, practical, and Jazz Chisholm,
there you go,
is already had a major impact on this team. And I just have to agree even further with you in regards to what David Stearns has done with the Mets. I mean, you know, he's tried, he's churning, he's burning, he's bringing arms and brings in Winker. You know, the substance of the Mets, and maybe they'll get Starling Marte back at some point here too as well. The substance of the Mets are their core players who got off to a horrific start. Their bullpen has been a mess all year long. We know that. And all I can say is that it's not like David Stearns is sitting on his hands. He's working.
Oh, he hasn't been working the entire year.
No, I mean, he's working. I mean, he's been trying. And he's trying, and he's also trying to protect the future, which is really a unique situation. So remember when Steve Cohen said, you know, I still believe in this team, and David Stearns kind of said the same thing. And it was after, I think, about a month of the season where they were just horrific and one of the worst teams in baseball, as they were at the bottom of the wild card chase.
Yeah, they were one of the two or three worst teams in the National League. And I remember that Steve Cohen tweet that he thought was a DM to somebody, basically saying that the team was going to get blown up at the trade deadline. I mean, things were bleak.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the thing. You sit here and you sit behind these microphones and you sit and you try to keep the emotion out of it. But how can you if you are a hardcore fan like we are? If you are a fan of a team who's not playing well, you start now thinking about, okay, here comes the trade deadline. What are they going to do at the trade deadline? Well, to the credit of the players that turned this season around, they forced the team to make additions. All those additions aren't, you know, spectacular. They're not the Dodgers, what the Dodgers did. I would just tell you that, you know, when I look at the National League for the Mets, you know, obviously the Phillies are going to be a pain in the ass. The Dodgers are going to be a pain in the ass. But everybody else, they can hang with. I believe they can hang with.
Yeah, I agree. And now we've got to this point where they're 7 games over .500. They're playing great baseball. And now if they don't make the playoffs, it's going to be a disappointment. I mean, we have gone from, if they make the playoffs, it's a miracle, to now they've played so well. If they don't make the playoffs, it's going to be a disappointment. And it's certainly no lock because everything is jumbled up. I mean, there are a ton of teams that are playing really well in the National League right now. Six teams for three spots, and everybody seems to be winning. Now, I don't think the Pittsburgh Pirates are going to be hanging around. They tend to fade. I would be shocked if they ended up making it, but the Mets are just as equipped as anybody out of those six to, and including the Atlanta Braves with the injuries that they have had, to get the number one wild card. So that right now, Yankees win the division, Mets number one wild card. That's what we're looking at this morning.
Okay, so I'm glad for what we do for a living that these teams are going to stay relevant, that they did what they did at the trade deadline. I think we all were understanding of what the Mets tried to do last year at the trade deadline, which we all felt like was the right thing to do. And I felt like, you know, this wasn't, for the Mets, it wasn't all in. I think the Yankees also felt like if they can get all of their guys back and they don't have body fatigue when it comes to their starting.
Well, it sounded like a stomach virus, didn't it? Right. Is that what they came up with finally?
Maybe, I don't know. I heard body fatigue, and I didn't know if it was a stomach virus.
Well, it was the first thing they said was body fatigue. But didn't somebody come out like Brian Hoke of MLB and say it was a stomach virus? Guys, isn't that what happened? Anybody? Hello? Anybody?
I did not see that.
You didn't see that?
Twitter.
We could check. We can check on that. We'll check on that.
All right.
Our crack staff will be all over that. But I felt that the Yankees were going to be there anyway, but the Jazz Chisholm edition has turned out to be spectacular thus far. I mean, spectacular. And last night's win for them was a great win. It was a sleepy 4-1 lead that the Phillies had. And you're thinking, okay, the Phillies probably going to come win this game. And all of a sudden, the Yankees come screaming back and end up winning in 12. And it's a tremendous, tremendous win for them. And it's one of those wins that you win a game where you didn't think you're going to win it. But when your season turns around, like it feels now like the Yankees have won 4 in a row, your season is starting to turn back the other way.
Right.
That's what it feels like. And, you know, they add a couple pieces, and next thing you know, if they get everybody back and they get their starting lineup lengthened, they're going to be a bitch to play against. And I still feel like they're going to the World Series. Whether or not they'll win it against I'm thinking the Dodgers or the Phillies, if it's not the Mets, that we'll have to wait till we get here and see what their team looks like in terms of health. But they're loaded, man. They are loaded. And Chisholm has been the elixir, if you ask me, to the energy problems that they've had.
Yeah, and that was a big deal. Now, I see 4:50 yesterday afternoon, Brian Hoke, Gerrit Cole has been dealing with a stomach virus for several days, Aaron Boone said.
So what is body fatigue about? What's that all about? Where does that come?
I don't know. I have no idea. Well, I don't know why they didn't just say illness, but they went with body fatigue. But as far as Jazz Chisholm and the energy, yes, I mean that, and that right there, I think Brian Cashman identifying that this team was basically shot. They were dead. They had nothing. I mean, outside of Soto and Judge, everybody was just laying down and taking a nap. And they bring in Chisholm, who is someone that maybe, you know, wore out his welcome in Miami. He was tired of being on a team that generally loses and plays in front of nobody. And now he gets thrust right in to huge series against good teams, against the Red Sox and the Phillies on the road. Now he gets to come back to Yankee Stadium. I mean, just like he is re-energized the Yankees, it's like being on the Yankees has re-energized him.
Is Mark Leiter trade for the Yankees, is that like a Greg Van Roten signing for the Giants?
Yeah, local ties. I suppose. I mean, you got it's the nephew of Al, obviously the son of Mark, so... yeah, you got that. Now
I mean, we should be excited about that, right? Are we handling it the right way? You think this morning?
Yeah, I don't know if the lighters are.
We're handling that.
I mean, yeah, are the lighters happy that we have? Have we addressed it in the way that we need to address it?
I hope we have, and I hope everybody's happy and feels good, because it looks like it's going to be another nice day today. Maybe a few thunderstorms a little bit later on.
I'm worried about the thunderstorms.
Okay,
washing us out.
All right.
I don't need to see that. By the way, Mark Leiter Jr. might end up being the closer because we have another Clay Holmes alert.
Yes, I know. Well, and that's going to go on for, you know, that's going to go on for the next 2 months.
Better not. Whoa. Better not.
Maybe there could be some tired arms. You never know. One of these guys gets put on the shelf for a couple weeks.
Aaron Judge did step up and have his back in a big way, which was...
That's what captains do.
Yeah, exactly. Leadership. Stepping up, having you guys back. But I wouldn't expect anything else from Aaron Judge. I mean, what is he going to say? Like, oh, this guy stinks. We've had enough. If he doesn't get any better, we're going to ship him out. Trade deadline. We brought in some arms. We're not dealing with this crap. We're a championship team. We don't need Clay Holmes spitting up on himself.
But is there a more of an example of a relief pitching situation than Michael Tonkin? I mean, that
is the
itself,
personification of
relief MLB pitching at Major League Baseball.
Right, yeah. I think that's fair.
And that's what's going on. Now, I know that there are teams out there like Arizona and the Dodgers that really refortified and restocked their team. I feel like the Dodgers signed a whole nother roster.
Well, I mean, this is, yeah. I mean, you want to talk about all in. I mean, my God. I mean, that franchise, no matter what it is, off-season, trade deadline, whatever, I mean, they are just wheeling and dealing and paying and trading and just... And they've got one World Series, and it was the COVID season. So what does it mean?
It's like the Lakers.
Yeah.
You went in during a COVID season, the bubble.
Right.
The bubble championship.
Don't feel like it matters.
Yeah, but it does.
Doesn't.
It still does.
It does, but not in the way that a regular...
But it does.
It does, but it doesn't.
It does.
You know, it's like winning... It's like winning your club championship at your country club. Like, it's great.
For you, but
you didn't win the Masters.
But nobody does. Yeah,
nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
Right. I mean, it's great for you guys that you had that moment, but really nobody cares.
Nobody cares, right.
Yeah. That's sort of what it's like, right?
No, I don't think so. I think it's a little bit more than that. I mean, they still did have to play against other professional basketball players and other professional baseball players, just didn't have to do it in front of somebody. Yeah. Like the NFL, same thing.
But they only had a 60-game season.
I tell you, it was the weirdest thing ever. When I did the Cardinal-Rams game out there at SoFi, and there was nobody there. It was just me and Jim Nantz.
That's right.
Hi, Jim.
Just the two of yous.
Yes.
Two of yous and the players.
Just talking football.
Yep. You just blowtorching Chris Streveler.
Yeah.
And pissing off all of Canada.
Well, hey, listen. It's like when I was in here last week, and you had you and Stu Gotts in here.
Yeah.
Stu Gotts is blowtorching everybody around here.
He was.
I mean, and it got headlines.
It certainly did.
So I'm telling you the same thing. Nobody cared about this particular game between the Cardinals and the Rams.
Yeah.
And it got headlines.
And you, yes, it did, and certainly in Canada.
Oh, 100%.
You made big-time headlines in Canada.
Yeah.
I mean, and they still, to this day, have not let it go.
Right.
And by the way, you know where Chris Streveler is right now?
In Canada.
Yeah, in Seattle.
Yes, I know. And by the way, I'm happy for him. You know why? Because he loves to play football, and he's in the right league for what he does.
Yeah.
He had a nice little cup of coffee for the NFL and did some things and had a chance to get on an NFL field and play. And everyone take that lightly. But my point was you just cannot throw the ball late down the middle when you're playing in the NFL because the field is more condensed. And the players are far better.
Yeah.
And they are ball hawks. That's all.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't a personal thing. It was an observation from somebody who's played the game who did that same stupid thing when he was a young kid and ended up paying a price for it.
By the way, just a little bit of an update from yesterday. We obviously had the spillage from Danielle McCartan. She spilled hot chocolate, and it went down like a little hole in the plexiglass and started to stink and fester, and we decided to clean it because we couldn't deal with the stench and the mess yesterday. Well, they came in. They did deep clean.
Deep clean.
They moved some stuff around. But the scuttlebutt around here is that the engineers were not happy that we did it ourselves. And this is what I'm telling you. When everybody tells me that I'm allowed, hang the pictures in your office, I'm not allowed to.
Let me just
explain something. They get very, very touchy about these things.
Let me explain something.
Yeah.
Love the engineering group. Love all those guys.
I understand.
They're part of a union.
Yeah.
And they have a million things that they're doing over there. It's not like they're sitting around doing nothing.
They don't need to be cleaning stuff.
I know. And they don't, there should be a cleaning crew
that
would be responsible for all of these studios. And I know that Youssef, who we love, the happiest man in America.
Right. I think he's the happiest man in Morocco right now.
Yeah, but by the way, he's on vacation.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's not around. And he's more of a building employee than he is an Odyssey employee or a WFAN employee.
Exactly.
So we took the bull by the horns because it has been messy in here for quite some time. And we have made mention of that many times right here. And the only time anybody reacted to anything is when we did what we did yesterday.
Exactly.
So everybody can just cool their jets, just relax. And it finally got effing done. That's the way I look at it. Finally, after 5 years, finally got done. We finally got a deep clean.
Yeah, I mean, and this is the prime example of you want something done right, you do it yourself. That's what it was.
Sometimes you got to do it. And that's why I'm saying, like, I don't...
How long would that...
Shut your door in your office and hang your stuff on the wall.
Hey,
guys.
Can't do it.
Gio needs stuff hung on his wall. Can I say it any louder I say it any more?
I can't now. I'm not allowed to do it. Not allowed. Actually, you know, it's funny. The architect walked by the office the other day, and he goes, do you need me to schedule a hang?
That's unbelievable. Yeah, schedule a hang.
And I was like, schedule a hang?
Yeah.
That does not sound good when you are
the
general manager here, the market manager, and you're scheduling a hang.
But so if you schedule a hang, are you relying on the engineer's ability to hang the stuff on the wall the way that you want it hung if you're not here?
That's, yeah.
I mean, do these guys have some sort of design background or no?
That's a good question. I don't know.
I get my friend Lori Fleischhacker right in here. Bang, she'd hang that stuff up and you'd be really happy.
No, I know. Well,
you know that because she worked on your house.
She did. Yes, that's right. Yeah, I mean, but I the other day I picked up one of those things. I tried to put it up on the wall. I got it. No.
Well, who said no? Who said that?
I don't want to out that person.
All right. Just shut your door. Listen.
Just don't do it.
First of all, just shut your door.
Okay.
But just shut your door and do it.
But it's glass. You can see through it. It's a problem.
Listen, when you get here get here half an hour early one day, and we'll do it together.
But then they're going to know.
I don't care if they know.
We did it.
And what happens then?
We're in trouble. They don't like it. We're already on the crap list for the engineers. They already hate us.
They shouldn't hate us. We do not.
We were unplugging stuff. We weren't allowed to unplug.
That's true.
It's caused a lot of consternation back there.
See, I haven't heard any of it. I haven't seen anything. But I have to say, it's a very flowery smell in here.
Oh, it's great as compared to yesterday.
Oh, yeah. It smells great in here. And I'm thinking maybe we should get a diffuser or two.
A diffuser?
Yeah.
Or two?
Or two, because we can't do candles.
No, you can't do that. Incense, maybe something like that. I can't do that.
Can't
either.
Do that. Either. That's why
can't
you
be
need
burning
a,
stuff.
That's why you need a diffuser.
Diffuser. Yeah, we'll get a couple of those.
Any diffusers around your house?
I don't. No diffusers. No.
Diffusers are nice. Put them in a bathroom.
Yeah, just throw them, plug them in, right?
No, you know, not that kind of diffuser. The ones with the sticks.
Oh, those.
And then you can turn the sticks over.
Gotcha.
And they last. It's pretty nice.
I gotcha. All right, it is Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Just getting started. Lots of baseball, lots of football. I watched the Hard Knocks this morning when I got in. Kind of boring, I got to say. Nothing really happened. But there is one thing in there that was hilarious to me and something you have brought up before.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh,
I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the remarkable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
I know you were talking about watching Hard Knocks and everything, and it was a little disappointing.
No, I mean nothing happened. There was only one thing that made me laugh or that was significant is they're about to make their second round pick, and Joe Shane's just checking with 50,000 people that are in the room whether they're okay with it or not. Where he's like, hey, you okay with this?
Yeah,
hey, Shen, you okay with this? Tyler, you okay with this? Hey, Dave, you okay with this? And what if one of those guys is like, nah, I don't think so. Like in that moment when you're on the clock for the second round pick, it's sort of like when they say, does anybody object to this marriage? Like, no one's going to do it. You're in front of all these people.
And plus, you're the general manager, and everybody wants to make sure that they're in lockstep with you.
Exactly.
So it's a really wasted exercise.
100%. I mean,
which is amazing to me. That's the thing, again, so many freaking layers.
Oh, God,
and
that room.
I know like guys like Mike Lombardi look at that, but that's how every room looks. It's just, it's hard to watch it when you've been in it. Because it looks ridiculous.
It really does.
It does. But I will say this. I knew yesterday what happened because of the time difference and everything. But watching the women's gymnastics team.
Yeah, I know. I did. I was watching it yesterday afternoon. And it was great. I mean, to see them win and win the gold and watch Simone Biles. And it was great. It really, I got into it. I got to be honest with you. And I sat there and watched it with Sabrina, who was into it.
That's what I was going to say, because yeah. I forget these things. And you watch all these Olympians, and not just Simone, but you watch all of them. And I've interviewed a number of them for Game Time. And they all talk about how they were inspired by watching the Olympics when they were kids.
Yeah.
And how they wanted to do what they were watching on TV. And so Sydney sent out a video yesterday of Winnie watching Simone Biles.
Yeah.
And like she was mesmerized watching her.
Yeah. That's so great.
Maybe our kids, my grandkids, your kids.
Will be in the Olympics.
You never know.
Yeah.
There's Sabrina Giannotti versus Windsor Martin.
Yeah,
and they're on the American team, and they hug each other after they just actually double vaulted some somersault thing, whatever. But it, I mean, it was just nice to see, like, those kids at that age,
right,
being like those Olympians were when they were that age.
Absolutely. And Sabrina's in gymnastics now. She does love it. I don't believe she'll be an Olympiad. An Olympian.
Olympian. Going to an Olympiad.
Going to an Olympiad, but you never want to squash their dreams.
Of course not.
You can do it.
You know what? What you want is you want her to win a U.S. Women's Open.
Yeah, exactly.
Beth Page Black.
Yes. Now we're talking.
Yeah.
And she does have a golf lesson this morning, by the way. All right. So what is going on, Jerry Recco? Good morning.
Morning. Brought to you by the Farmer's Dog. Fresh human-grade dog food delivered right to your door by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. What's going on? Fun win for the Yankees last night in Philly.
Strom's pitch is swung on. Hit deep to right. Back goes Castellanos at the wall. Oh, baby, another one. Adios, amigo. Smooth jazz does it again. His fourth home run of the series.
You know what?
Jazz Chisholm Jr. is a Bronx bomber from the Bahamas.
All right, so here's the thing. A little much for me, but the excitement level is great.
Oh, yeah.
You could feel it.
No, he's into it. No doubt.
100%. A little much. The Bronx bomber from the Bahamas. I mean, all right. That's a little much. But I love the emotion. You could feel it. And that's great. And good for Ricky.
Of course, Ricky Ricardo.
You think Craig Carton's going to be like that? Adios, amigos!
I don't know about adios, amigos.
Give me
amigos.
Some Chinese food!
Yeah. I don't know.
Spank!
I mean, you know he's going to have his own home run call. I don't know if it's going to be give me some Chinese food spank, but it'll be something.
Chaz Chisholm.
Might be Moses.
Hey, Moses.
He loves Moses.
He loves him some Moses.
He does. Yankees wound up winning in 12-7-6.
I mean, you know, the Yankees are, this is it now. This is the stretch run.
Mm-hmm.
This is where we find out who they are. And Spank's going to be in there.
Two and three games
next week.
Yankees Rangers. This was Chisholm, so he has two more home runs, four in the last couple of days. And they're winning. He says, pretty cool.
Feels great, you know, being a part of a winning team, helping them win, and, you know, trying to make the playoffs right now, you know. I'm trying to get myself number 28 right now.
Don't make the playoffs.
Hot take time right now, man. Greatest Yankee trade deadline move ever.
Well, so far you can't argue it. That's for damn sure. And the name continues to be a theme. It just is. Whether you like it or not, I'll take you back to Monday before you hear the next clip. This was Meredith, if you remember.
Two home runs for the newcomer, Jazz Chisholm Jr.
Okay, so she caught herself, which is fine, and C-Mac reacting to how careful people have been with his name.
So if you hear someone say Chaz, they realize, oh, no, I'm not following up because I'm going to get it wrong. They stop. They stop mid-Jism. Which is very difficult to do, I'm told. 888-808-1019.
So he just blew it.
They stop mid-jism.
What is that? That's unbelievable.
This guy's got everybody going crazy, man.
Which is very to do, I'm told.
I present to you one Justin Shackle.
Chaz Chisholm. Jazz Chisholm.
He did it too? Oh, my God. It's an epidemic.
You know, when the Yankees made the trade for him, I don't know, did you see the one guy that sent us both an X post?
Probably. I don't know. About what?
He goes, this is going to be great for Boomer and Gio.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it has been. So now Justin Shackle is a part of it.
Chaz Jism.
No, Jism.
That's mid-Jism.
No, he went full Jism. Justin Shackle.
No, but I love C-Mac.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
All right, so now we have, all right, we got to add to the list.
They know Jism is coming.
Who was that now? Wait, hold on.
Yeah, wait. Did Zoo just do that on you?
That's all right. That was another C-Mac one.
Oh, okay. All right. So Keith Hernandez, John Sterling, Justin Shackle, Brad Heller.
Emmanuel?
No, not yet.
I
said Sterling.
Eddie.
Ed Coleman.
Yeah, Coleman.
And Keith McPherson.
Right.
And Marco Belletti.
And Marco Belletti.
Oh, we forgot about Marco.
Marco. And now.
Oh, I will too at some point.
And now C-Mac.
Yeah, but C-Mac didn't do it.
Well, let me hear that thing that C-Mac just
did. I'll give you the whole thing.
So if you hear someone say Chaz, they realize, oh, no, I'm not following up because I'm going to get it wrong. They stop. They stop mid-jism. Which is very difficult to do.
See, I think he made the mistake there.
Yeah. No, I don't.
I really do think he was reacting to the Meredith interview where she caught herself and stops.
Yeah, but he said
midway.
He didn't say Chisholm.
Yeah, but he was talking about people making
Correct.
A mistake.
All right.
So he is not.
I think he made a mistake there, and then try to make it like he did make a mistake there.
They stop mid jism.
And there was a whole thing I got sent by Izzo. I don't even know if we can play. Do you have that one,
I
Jerry?
Don't. Not from Izzo. No.
Oh boy.
I mean, yeah, you did. It's in there. We had Marco put it in. It's the Ricky and Susan for Emmanuel's birthday.
Again, I'm getting to it.
All right.
Guys, I got 4 hours here, guys.
I did just remember, though, CBS Sports Network is leaving us at 7 a.m. this morning to 9 a.m. and then picking us back up at 9 to 10.
Okay.
And did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you did?
Steven emailed us. You probably didn't read it.
No. I saw it somewhere. I don't know where I saw it. I don't know if I saw it on the crawl underneath us or... Maybe it was an email I saw. I don't know.
And the Yankees are
getting
four
bombarded
in a row.
By text from the freaking Brandon Bassler. It's just killing me.
About what?
Everything.
Yeah, there was a couple of long ones yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm just like a soliloquy.
Hmm. Yeah, he's a long texter, but he's thorough. That's what it is.
That's what it is. He's trying to be a thorough professional.
They're not trying to be. I think he is. He's being a thorough professional, but that sometimes manifests itself into very long text messages.
Jerry, we had a deep clean in here, so they took your Pulse of the People award. You want to put that over there?
Yeah, I want that back.
Or put Eli over there.
Thank you.
There's Eli's bobblehead.
Yep. All right.
Got to put my hockey sign where it belongs.
Jism scores.
The Yankees have won four in a row. Here was, just back to the game, actually. Here was Aaron Judge. What a win.
It was impressive, you know, going up against a great team like that. You know, one of the best in baseball and, you know, kind of go blow for blow there, back and forth. That was a fun one to be a part of.
And you've got Nestor Cortes today, coverage 11:55 on the Fan, 12:35 first pitch. As for your Mets, there wasn't a lot of scoring, but they got what they needed.
Line toward right center field, falling fast. That's in for a hit. Martinez drives in Nimmo from third. The easiest of situational hitting there for Martinez. His RBI brings in Nimmo to make it 1-0 Mets in the bottom of the fourth.
And that was Keith Radden, WCBS 880. Then you'd get a home run from Mark Vientos in the fifth. 2-0 the final. The reason, Sean Manaea. Sean Manaea was outstanding. 7 innings, 2 hits, 11 strikeouts. Here was Carlos Mendoza.
I thought he was really good today. Pretty impressive. Everything was working.
Yeah, everything was working, including all the secondary pitches, as he will tell you.
I felt like I was throwing everything for strikes. I'm getting ahead of guys. And, that was pretty much just what happened. Felt good about all my pitches, and I'm just getting ahead of guys.
Now, they did acquire...
Oh, Jerry, you are a baseball aficionado. You coach baseball. You love baseball. You go to baseball games. You go to all these different stadiums. How would you characterize the Mets' moves and where the Mets are right now?
Fine. Nothing great. Nothing terrible. I think they did fine. They got a little bit better, and they're good. They didn't go for it, I would tell you that, in terms of the big name. But I think they got a little better.
I mean, there was like 10 million trades yesterday, and none of them felt like it was a big deal.
I would agree. Although the
Flaherty, I guess.
Yes, that's the one.
Yeah.
I would say.
How about the fact that a week ago somebody was like, nah, it's not going to be a really volatile trade deadline, you know, all these baseball writers and everything?
I mean,
there was
a lot of action, but really nothing. Yeah.
Nothing blew you away.
Yeah.
I don't think, anyway.
Okay.
Here was David Stearns.
A lot of action.
Talking about no limitations with what they were trying to do and did.
I think as a matter of course, we investigate everything. And so we certainly had conversations all over the spectrum, all over position groupings, and we're able to get over the line on these deals.
That TV just shut off. Is that what that was?
Yeah, it just turned off by itself. That was weird, yeah.
So the Mets remain tied with the Padres for second and third in the wild card race. San Diego stunning the Dodgers last night.
Solano on the drive! The Dodgers had a 5-0 lead. Not
Yeah, 6-5 and 11 innings. So much for that 5-0 lead. Yeah, pretty good.
That's pretty good. And by the way, you know, the engineers were upset with us because we took it upon ourselves to clean our own desk here because we were getting sick. Now the monitor doesn't work after they came in and did a deep clean.
That's right.
So who should we be upset with? Them?
I guess so. Yeah. I mean, everything was working when we were done. Not everything's working when they were done.
Might just be missing an input. That might be it.
Nah, we tried that already.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Yep. Jets head coach Rob Sala on the plan for Aaron Rodgers in the preseason. First two games, no, but maybe.
That third game is the one where we're deciding. So he definitely won't play the first two, but the discussion on the third one, we just haven't quite had yet.
And that third one's the Giants, correct?
Yeah,
right?
It always is.
I would just put him out there. Just hand the ball off, throw a couple screens, just to get him back into the mix and to get the feel of it again. I know he's 40 years old. I know he's coming off of an injury, and I know they're scared as hell that they don't want to lose him again. But ultimately, they want Aaron Rodgers to be Aaron Rodgers. I don't know. I just feel like he's got to be out there. He's got to be feeling it, and he's got to get himself back into that mindset. His mind is right. He's good. He's practicing, but it's not the same as playing. It's just not.
The Bears gave DJ Moore a 4-year extension worth $110 million. $82 million, I believe, was said to be guaranteed. Here is Matt Eberflus on their first-round pick, their number one pick, Caleb Williams, who's really starting to look the part.
He's really starting to pick up his leadership, too, you know, because now he feels comfortable in the offense. You can see him really starting to help coach other guys, encourage other guys, bring guys together, which he's done in the past, and that's a good sign, too. And
I think DJ Moore now becomes the richest ex-University of Maryland football player.
Hmm. How about that?
Yeah, he's eclipsed like 17 other guys that were in front of me.
Eberflus also said,
get some money back to the school, pay these kids so they can go to school there at Maryland.
True, too. None of the ones will play in the Hall of Fame game. So it's going to start just second and third stringers, and he said it'll be a good look at all the secondary players. The show, is it Veep? Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
On HBO Max has had this big resurgence because of the Biden-Harris situation. Some see the parallels. I never saw the show, but reading about it, I see what they're saying. Some don't. One that didn't is our own Sal Licata, as he was on the Jimmy Traina SI podcast, about 30 seconds.
It's a phenomenal show, so I'm glad that people who maybe did not watch it when it was on are now watching it.
But why?
So do you know that Joe Biden stepped down?
Yes.
And he's not going to. Okay. Do you know that it's likely that Kamala Harris is going to run?
Yeah. See, I don't get how that's why that's the case, but I guess, yes.
All right. Do you know who Kamala Harris is?
I mean, I vaguely, I don't know anything about her, but I know.
Do you know what her title is? Do you know what her role is?
Oh, okay. So she's the VP. Ah, I got it. Okay. Yeah.
And his vote counts just like ours.
If he votes.
Yeah. I thought that was funny. That's classic Sal. The Knicks signed Precious Achiuwa.
You know, it doesn't matter if you vote or you don't vote.
Okay. Hang me! Tell me! No, don't do that. That was when he was on the overnight doing those 5-hour shows, yeah. Arguing with the callers.
I quit!
1-year deal, $6 million for Achiuwa, the U.S. men's basketball team.
Oh, yeah, congratulations, by the way, Boomer.
Thank you. Thank you. I was very happy to see that. Done.
I did think of you when I saw this yesterday.
I know, everybody did. Everybody was
got the big move he wanted on trade deadline day.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, it's funny.
I was very happy to see that.
And
that's a depth piece, Jerry.
And yes, the gold to the U.S. women's gymnastics team.
Yes, they were
awesome.
Yeah. Absolutely awesome.
There you go.
And they said their nickname was F Around and Find Out. That's what they nicknamed themselves.
Correct.
What?
No, okay.
I mean, you made a weird face.
I'm not making a weird face.
That's what you did. You went like this. You went all. I don't think you realize you did that.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, F around and find out.
Okay.
Gold medal. And by the way, the Italians got the silver. First time the Italians medaled in gymnastics in 96 years. And I thought that's because
really?
I was the Italian-American Man of the Year here in New York. Mm. I'm just like a, you know, what do they say, a rising tide lifts all ships.
Yeah.
That's what's going on here.
You see the Irish guy won the gold medal in the pool?
No, a strange one.
What's going on with the guy that's got the gigantic stuff? His bathing suit.
I saw that headline. I didn't click on it.
Oh, it's something.
Yeah. Big Schween in the...
Yeah, but they're wearing these obviously, they're wearing very tight...
you know, shorts or whatever you want, swimming shorts.
They're like little Speedos.
Yeah. But they're full
with Speedos. Giant stuff.
Testicular swelling.
Maybe. And he's next to his teammate who looks fine, but he looks like half the man of his
now
teammate.
You make they shrivel up.
Now you got to make me look at it.
I mean, it was all, it literally was the
You think
the
it post. Creates any drag for him?
I don't know, but he's done well, so.
Yeah, so he's got to
over. Testicles.
All right. Okay. So he's got to overcome that. So imagine serious if he didn't question. Have that, how fast he would be.
And I'm not, I promise you, I'm not trying to be funny at all.
You're not.
Well, I know I'm not, but what happens if they get aroused?
By it's what?
Very tight. I don't know.
Yeah.
Those tiny little things they're wearing?
They're not going to get aroused at that point.
You ever have an arousal that you didn't expect?
I never had an arousal.
Chaz Jism.
I was never, I was never aroused on the football field, no.
Yeah, I get, okay.
I mean, you just don't get aroused on the football field unless you're Antonio Cromartie. I don't know, maybe he does. But I never did.
You saw the picture, right?
Of course I did.
Okay, well,
I saw him swimming.
Yeah, he was using that thing as an oar.
No, well, he was doing a backstroke. Yeah. It was like a fin.
Dorsal fin.
Wow. They stop mid-jism.
Oh, God. All right.
Man, oh, man. All right, Jerry, we'll see you next hour. It's Boomer and Geo coming to you live at the Build Ford Tough Studio.
It's the morning show with Boomer and Geo.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. So there was a Ken Rosenthal report from The Athletic that the Yankees backed out of the Flaherty trade. And Flaherty ended up going to the L.A. Dodgers for two of, I guess, their top 15 prospects. And we know that the Dodgers farm system is deep, the deepest in baseball, as we hear every single year.
We know that?
That's
sure we know
says.
That?
I have no goddamn clue, but that's what people say. It was over medical concerns, apparently. So Brian Cashman got the medical records and said, it doesn't look right. Which reminds me of last year when they traded for a man named Frankie Montas.
Yeah.
Who came over here and was hurt. And didn't work out when they traded for damaged goods. And there's no way that you can tell me that that doesn't affect a general manager. Because it was when you saw 2021 and 2022 with the Mets, and they traded for Javi Baez in 2021. That blew up in their face. In 2022, they really did nothing at the trade deadline. Vogelback and Ruff and all of that nonsense that was going on. And that I really believe that the trade and trading Pete Crow Armstrong for Javi Baez and them not wanting to do that or looking back at it and feeling it was a bad idea affected them the next year. I'm telling you that Brian Cashman's like, I cannot trade for damaged goods as a starting pitcher again. I just can't do it 2 years in a row.
I agree with that. There's no question that they are impacted by past failures and past successes. And I think so far, you can't diminish in any way, shape, or form what Chisholm has done for this team and how he has ignited this team. And the energy that he has brought to this team. And it's probably one of the reasons why Derek Jeter and CeCe Sabathia said, yes, bring him here, because he's exactly what you need in terms of mentality, the way he plays, speed, defense, offense. I mean, the offense is even better than I think anybody would have thought. But now he's in this lineup. And he seems to look like the perfect guy in the perfect spot. So that ad, and I want to say that started circulating about 3 weeks ago. Remember that we first heard the Yankees were interested in him?
Oh, yeah, that he was available, really.
Yeah, but I think Joel Sherman had a first here anyway, that I remember seeing it, that the Yankees are really looking into acquiring him. And that may be the stroke of genius that Brian Cashman needed right now.
Yeah, I mean, and so far so good. It is a small sample size, but boy, is it impressive what he's been able to do. And you know, it's hard for me to put myself in someone like Jazz Chisholm's shoes, but I can only imagine with human nature when you go from, I mean, it's two different games that he was experiencing.
Hey, think about this.
He was a Marlin with playing in front of nobody to being a New York Yankee.
How about when Josh Hart got traded to the Knicks? Yeah.
That was a good one.
But when he got there, it was like, okay, we're right in the middle of this, and now all of a sudden I'm playing in front of packed houses.
Sure.
Yeah, and absolutely. I'm being reunited with my teammate, and this is going to be great, and it turned out to be unbelievable.
Yeah, that's a good comparison for sure.
Yeah, because you're going from a really bad team,
mm-hmm.
and you know that you don't have a chance, and even though you are a pro and you're getting paid a lot of money, showing up to a ballpark, to an arena, and I know this myself, being on teams that don't have a chance, it is hard to go to work every day. It's not fun.
Yeah. Is he doing the Euro step? Is that what his, when he crosses home plate? Like he does like the 1-2 and then sort of like goes up. Is that what he's doing?
That's what it looks like. Big Zoo's our basketball aficionado. What do you think, Zoo?
Oh, 100%. It's pretty flawless.
Yeah. You know what's interesting? And that's what Fat Perez does when he makes a birdie. He does that. He goes, well, he does the Euro step. He goes 1-2 and then lays it up.
Do you have something when you do a birdie?
No. No, I say that's never going to happen again. That's what I say. I'll get another one of these in 6 months. I guess that's what he's doing.
But the point being is, we go back to it, you go from a really bad team that has not a chance in hell
right.
to make it to the playoffs, no matter how close they are to the wild card, to a team that's thrust right, and he gets thrust right into the middle of this playoff run and the pressure that comes along with it, and he seems to be flourishing quite nicely.
So we're going off the air on CBS Sports Network. You can listen to us on WFAN and the free Odyssey app. And, of course, the show will continue from 7 to 9, but no simulcast on CBS Sports Network. Who is – I know Steven's off. We have Andrew there this morning. Is that who we have? Hello?
Hey. Yep, it's me.
How's it going, Andrew?
I'm going well. How are you guys?
Doing well. So what are we – it's Tottenham and somebody else?
Yes, the Korean All-Stars, Team K-League. We actually did the same exact game last year. I don't
the Korean, okay, the Korean Tottenham and the Korean All-Stars.
Yeah.
Where's the game coming from?
South Korea.
Okay. Team K-League. Do you remember who won last year?
I'm going to assume Tottenham.
Oh, okay. Well, you think the Korean All-Stars aren't up to snuff?
Nah, I mean, Tottenham's very good. This is their preseason tune-up for Premier League.
Look at you.
Wow. When does the Premier League start, by the way?
Next week or 2 weeks. Very soon.
So it's like concurrent with the NFL?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Very good. Yeah, Stephen Waldron, he took off the rest of the week. He texted me. He said, don't call for anybody because I don't want anybody to take my shine away. So that's why I went right to Andrew. Make sure to put him in the spotlight.
Yeah, don't tell us not to do something.
Because
we're going to do it.
All right, it is Boomer and Geo on the fan.
So I'm going to hang up a picture in your office right now.
Okay. Just be careful. Just telling you, be careful.
No, am I going to meet a union line in front of your office?
Probably.
Okay.
Maybe that big rat. They'll blow up that big rat in front of my office. We'll see you back on CBS Sports Network at 9 o'clock. Continue to listen on WFAN and the free Odyssey app. It's Boomer and Geo.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right?
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. So there was a Ken Rosenthal report from The Athletic that the Yankees backed out of the Flaherty trade. And Flaherty ended up going to the L.A. Dodgers for two of, I guess, their top 15 prospects. And we know that the Dodgers farm system is deep, the deepest in baseball, as we hear every single year.
We know that?
That's what
everybody
says. I have no goddamn clue, but that's what people say. So it was over medical concerns, apparently. So Brian Cashman got the medical records and said, it doesn't look right, which reminds me of last year when they traded for a man named Frankie Montas. Yeah. Who came over here and was hurt and didn't work out when they traded for damaged goods. And there's no way that you can tell me that that doesn't affect a general manager, because it was when you saw 2021 and 2022 with the Mets, and they traded for Javi Baez in 2021, that blew up in their face. In 2022, they really did nothing at the trade deadline, Vogelback and Ruff and all of that nonsense that was going on. And that I really believe that the trade and trading Pete Crow Armstrong for Javi Baez and them not wanting to do that or looking back at it and feeling it was a bad idea affected them the next year. I'm telling you that Brian Cashman's like, I cannot trade for damaged goods as a starting pitcher again. I just can't do it 2 years in a row.
I agree with that. There's no question that they are impacted by past failures and past successes. And I think so far you can't diminish in any way, shape, or form what Chisholm has done for this team and how he has ignited this team and the energy that he has brought to this team. And it's probably one of the reasons why Derek Jeter and CC Sabathia said, yes, bring him here, because he's exactly what you need in terms of mentality, the way he plays, speed, defense, offense. I mean, the offense is even better than I think anybody would have thought, but now he's in this lineup and he seems to look like the perfect guy in the perfect spot. So that ad, and I want to say that started circulating about 3 weeks ago. Remember that we first heard the Yankees were interested in him?
Oh, yeah, that he was available, really.
Yeah, but I think Joel Sherman had a first here anyway, that I remember seeing it, that the Yankees are really looking into acquiring him. And that may be the stroke of genius that Brian Cashman needed right now.
Yeah, I mean, and so far, so good. It is a small sample size, but boy, is it impressive what he's been able to do. And, you know, it's hard for me to put myself in someone like Jazz Chisholm's shoes, but I can only imagine with human nature when you go from, I mean, it's two different games that he was experiencing.
Hey, think about this.
He was a Marlin with playing in front of nobody to being a New York Yankee.
How about when Josh Hart got traded to the Knicks?
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah, but when he got there, it was like, okay, we're right in the middle of this, and now all of a sudden I'm playing in front of packed houses.
Sure. Yeah,
and
absolutely.
I'm being reunited with my teammate, and this is going to be great. And it turned out to be unbelievable.
Yeah, that's a good comparison for sure.
Yeah, because you're going from a really bad team,
mm-hmm.
and you know that you don't have a chance. And even though you are a pro and you're getting paid a lot of money, showing up to a ballpark, to an arena, and I know this myself, being on teams that don't have a chance, it is hard to go to work every day. It's not fun.
Yeah. Is he doing the Euro step? Is that what his, when he crosses home plate? Like he does like the 1-2 and then sort of like goes up. Is that what he's doing?
That's what it looks like. Big Zoo's our basketball aficionado. What do you think, Zoo?
Oh, 100%. It's pretty flawless.
Yeah. You know what's interesting? And that's what Fat Perez does when he makes a birdie. He does that. He goes, he does the Euro step. He goes 1-2 and then lays it up.
Do you have something when you do a birdie?
No. No, I say that's never going to happen again. That's what I say. I'll get another one of these in 6 months. I guess that's what he's doing.
But the point being is, we go back to it, you go from a really bad team that has not a chance in hell
right.
to make it to the playoffs, no matter how close they are to the wild card, to a team that's thrust right, and he gets thrust right into the middle of this playoff run and the pressure that comes along with it, and he seems to be flourishing quite nicely.
So we're going off the air on CBS Sports Network. You can listen to us on WFAN and the free Odyssey app. And, of course, the show will continue from 7 to 9, but no simulcast on CBS Sports Network. Who is – I know Steven's off. We have Andrew there this morning. Is that who we have? Hello?
Hey. Yep, it's me.
How's it going, Andrew?
I'm going well. How are you guys?
Doing well. So what are we – it's Tottenham and somebody else?
Yes, the Korean All-Stars, Team K-League. We actually did the same exact game last year. I don't
the Korean okay, the Korean Tottenham and the Korean All-Stars.
Yeah.
Where's the game coming from?
South Korea.
Okay. Team K-League. Do you remember who won last year?
I'm going to assume Tottenham.
Oh, okay. Well, you think the Korean All-Stars aren't up to snuff?
Nah, Tottenham's very good. This is their preseason tune-up for Premier League.
Look at you.
Wow. When does the Premier League start, by the way?
Next week or 2 weeks. Very soon.
So it's like concurrent with the NFL?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Very good. Yeah, Stephen Waldron, he took off the rest of the week. He texted me. He said, don't call for anybody because I don't want anybody to take my shine away. So that's why I went right to Andrew. Make sure to put him in the spotlight.
Yeah, don't tell us not to do something.
Because
we're going to do it.
All right, it is Boomer and Geo on the
fan. So I'm going to hang up a picture in your office right now.
Okay. Just be careful. Just telling you, be careful.
No, am I going to meet a union line in front of your office?
Probably.
Okay.
Maybe that big rat. They'll blow up that big rat in front of my office. we'll see you back on CBS Sports Network at 9 o'clock. Continue to listen on WFAN and the free Odyssey app. It's Boomer and Geo.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.